For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. Police here in China say they've managed to capture three suspects connected to this weekend's deadly terrorist attack in Yunnan's capital, Kunming. The suspects are said to belong to a group headed by Xinjiang separatist Abdurrahim Kurban. Authorities have not said where and how the suspects were captured. A group of as many as 10 attackers stormed Kunming's main train station on Saturday night armed with knives, randomly attacking passengers as they waited for their trains. The attack left 29 dead and 143 others hurt. Among the injured, 20 remain in a critical condition. The terrorist attack has prompted the authorities to launch a wide-scale manhunt to bring those responsible to justice. Saturday night's attack has also prompted widespread international condemnation. The US State Department has issued a new statement calling the Kunming attack an act of terrorism. A State Department spokesperson says they've noted Saturday's attack was an act of terrorism targeting random members of the public. The US State Department also says the US deplores any act of violence against innocent civilians in any case, regardless of the cause. The comments from the US government follow complaints being raised here in China about the coverage of Saturday's attacks by certain foreign media outlets, who appear to have been reluctant to describe what happened in Kunming as a terrorist attack. The White House has confirmed US First Lady Michelle Obama is coming to China. Michelle Obama is scheduled to visit China for a week starting on March the 19th. She's due to make stops in Beijing, Xi'an and Chengdu. Michelle Obama will also try to bring her daughters, Malia and Sasha, as well as her mother, Marianne Robinson. As part of her itinerary, the US First Lady is scheduled to visit a number of schools as part of her trip, which is said to be focused on education. She's also due to visit a number of historical sites while here in China from March the 19th to the 26th. The Russian government is refuting NATO allegations that it's escalating its military involvement in the Ukrainian Republic of Crimea. The Russian Foreign Ministry says it categorically disagrees with the NATO statement, which is accusing Russia of breaching international law. It also says the country's Black Sea fleet based in Crimea is not interfering in the political events taking place in Crimea. The Russian Parliament last week voted to authorize President Vladimir Putin to use military force to protect Russian interests in Ukraine. Local health officials in the Gaza Strip are reporting at least one person is dead and two others hurt following an Israeli airstrike. A 21-year-old local in a northern town has been reported killed. It's unclear if he was the specific target. However, the Israeli airstrike came shortly after a homemade rocket was launched from the same town into southern Israel. Rocket attacks and subsequent Israeli airstrikes have been becoming more frequent in recent weeks, also from Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas. A number of European Union countries and Tunisia have formally signed off on a new mobility treaty designed to free up the movement of people between the EU and Tunisia. The treaty has been signed among Tunisia and 10 European states. Among the provisions in the new treaty include the establishment of Tunisian institutions which will be charged with identifying Tunisian migrants who qualify for entry into the EU. The new deal also makes it easier to process visas for Tunisians trying to enter Europe. Tunisia is one of the main jumping-off points for North African migrants looking to establish a new life in Europe, as the southern Italian island of Lampedusa is just a couple of hundred kilometres off the northeast coast of Tunisia. The Peugeot 308 has been named Car of the Year 2014 at the Geneva International Motor Show. The Peugeot 308 has been voted the winner by a 58-member committee. The 308 was up against six other finalists, including the new BMW i3 and Tesla S, both of which are electric cars. The seven finalists were selected for the award from 30 new models. Last year, the Volkswagen Golf 7 won the prize. The 84th Geneva Motor Show is set to open to the media from March the 6th to the 16th. The head of China's forex regulator says the recent volatility in the value of the renminbi is normal, suggesting there is no need to read too much into the movement. Yi Gong, head of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, suggests the yuan's normally small fluctuations have made the recent movement look abnormal. He adds that two-way fluctuations will be the new form, saying China's international balance of payments is generally moving in a more balanced direction, while the fluctuation in the foreign exchange market is normal. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.